Insert coin. Get ready for all work, no play. Go.
How do we start the show? Because I don't even remember.
I don't know either. It's been a while.
Yeah.
We do,
Oh yeah, I remember.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of All Work, No Play, starring...
Liam O'Brien.
And Sam Riegel, and...
This week, it is Bushmills Black Bush Irish Whiskey.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Right on the iPad.
Right on the iPad.
Yes, Bushmills Black Bush. It's racist.
Enjoy a Black Bush today.
Yar.
When I spent time in Ireland on my last trip, they have a delightful drink there called a hot bush.
Okay.
Which is really just a hot toddy. So you heat up the whiskey and you put in some lemon and some cloves.
Okay.
And then it feels Christmassy while you get drunk.
Oh, that's nice. Were you there over Christmas time?
No. Sometime in the past.
Oh, that's so nice.
I didn't pour enough the first time. Hold on a second.
I need some more already.
Yeah, that's a lot. And then this will also be a lot.
Well, today on All Work, No Play, we're going to be doing what we do every week. Not week. Time. Every time.
We've been saying every week, but... It could be a lapse period of maybe 3 months, occasionally.
Yes. But we're going to talk about ourselves, which is our favorite topic. We're going to talk about the work that we do,
mm-hmm.
how it sort of stands in the way of us enjoying life, and then also challenging ourselves to do something about it and have fun and do something exciting and unique and awesome.
We don't have that this episode.
Well, we don't have it yet, but we will by the end of this half hour to hour of show. We're going to have something for you.
I actually haven't seen you. I mean, I know I ran into you at a studio for about 30 seconds the other day.
That's true.
I haven't seen you since before the holiday break, where in December, we were both living up to the theme of this and working our testicles off.
Including over the holiday break.
Yeah.
Before, if you remember last episode, Liam had just gotten into audiobooks.
Yeah, I had done a book about emotional intelligence, for one, and then upped it, went to golf. And then I had said, oh, I'd really like to get something with elves, something, but be careful what you wish for.
Boom.
You and I both were handed a pile of, your pile slightly bigger, of Dungeons & Dragons-themed books.
Yes, we were, over the last month, locked in a room reading books about orcs and elves and ogres and mages and sages
mm-hmm.
and... all kinds of stuff, and it's been fun, it's been hard, but it's over right now.
Yeah, it's going to sleep like a dragon.
Yes.
But last month was pretty crazeballs. You and I were both working pretty much in the evenings and on weekends a lot, and we never got to episode 3, and then it was the holidays, and then we were gone. I feel like I haven't gotten my Sammy time.
Oh.
And if I don't get my Sammy time, it's kind of like sex in a way.
In a way.
In a way.
In every way.
In every way. I lose a little bit of the skip in my step if I don't get some Sam time.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Liam. I think it's the Bushmills Black Bush talking. But yeah, it's been upsetting to be away from my best BFF here, Liam O'Brien, for so long.
Mm.
We actually tried to play online last night, but PlayStation Network was shut down.
BSN
failed us. Yes.
Failed us.
But tonight we're back. We're back. It's so great to see you again, to smell you. We're locked in our little booth again. And
it's getting warmer in here by the second.
Oh, it's great.
And my bed farts are coming out early.
And it's 2013, and we're going to have a year of awesome work, awesome play, and hopefully at least 2 episodes of this show.
We'll have another one at the solstice.
Yes.
And... Well, what have you been...
We go by the Druid calendar.
Let's talk about it. What have you been doing since...
Work-wise?
Early December. Sure. Work-wise, is your family?
Other than the books on tape, or audiobooks, which were awesomely awesome. Well, speaking of the books on tape...
Let's start with those.
Yeah. We did these Dungeons & Dragons-style books.
They're out. They're called Dragonlance books. Dragonlance books, which I read when I was a teenager, so I got a particularly hard nerd boner when I heard.
Let's qualify the Dragonlance books, because they're not the original canon.
No, they're not the original.
It's not the main Dragonlance books. They're spinoffs and offshoots.
Mm-hmm.
There are sequels, but they're still good.
It's like Afterbirth.
Exactly. It's messy. No one really wants to look at it, but you're kind of fascinated, and it's got this like pulsing vein around it. Oh my God, it's amazing. Anyway, they're available. My series was called The Daman Saga.
Mm-hmm.
It was three books in the Dragonlance series detailing the trials and tribulations of a young Daman Grimwolf. And Liam?
Well, mine was called Fistandantalus Reborn. Was my favorite. It had characters mentioned in it that were in books that I read when I was a teenager, and it was a nerd dream come true.
How many times did you have to say Fistandantalus?
Fistandantalus, probably about 27 times.
Oh, that's not too bad.
They put the word fist right in there.
Oh, that's nice.
Right in there. So, and you were telling me back in December that one of the challenges was the amount of dwarves. In one of your
yes,
books.
I did lots of. I had to do lots of dwarf books. The author of my books didn't like to write a lot of he said and she replied, so I had to do different voices for every character, or else the reader, the listener, would get totally confused. And there were lots of dwarves, and my voice is not dwarf-like.
No, you're more suited
I'm a kender.
For elves, for kender, if any of you nerdlings out there are familiar with the Dragonlance.
Yeah.
Or gnomes, or little people.
Half-elves.
Sprightly people.
Right? Yeah, but when I have to do lots of dwarves, it just sounds like Popeye. Oh, maybe not Popeye.
All right, so Ludo. So you were knee-deep in dwarves.
I was knee-deep in dwarves. What else happened? The show that I've been working on for Disney, Sophia the First, debuted, got huge numbers, is a massive hit. Everyone's very excited about it. If you have a daughter or son between the ages of 2 and, say, 7, you should run, not walk, to your TV and watch Sophia the First, because it's a huge hit. But the problem with that is the people who are true fans of the show are so young that they will never appreciate my work on it. Because if I say to them, I'm the voice director of Sophia the First, they'll say, what is that? And I say, oh, well, you know, all the voices, the characters you love, they're played by actors.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got a 3-year-old girl who's crying.
Right. Who
thinks that the princess was real.
You're not right about no one appreciating your work. And I was found myself wondering the other day about Sophia, what the sort of awkward... strange adult male audience will be called. Like My Little Pony has bronies.
Bronies, yes.
So,
which, by the way, we love bronies. If you're out there listening to the show, we love you. You do not want to mess with the bronies.
No.
It's like anonymous. Yeah, they will come after you. But we love you guys. Yeah. We love Brony Power.
Yes, they're sprinkled covered Teamsters.
They are.
But maybe they'll be the princies. For your show?
They could be the princes.
There could be 20-something-year-old guys who really, you know, hang
really into Sophia.
And they'll say, oh, people who don't understand the show, if they understood the depth of Sam Riegel's work on it.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So all you princesses, what did you call them? Princesses?
Princes.
Princes out there.
Yeah.
Start a fan club. I will come to your first meeting.
Mm.
Liam, what have you been up to work-wise?
Well, December was hard because I'm used to that month shutting down and nothing happening. So when the books were offered, I was like, yeah, nothing's going to happen. And then I was locked in. It wasn't the case, and everything just sort of piled on. Too much work.
It's kind of the theme of our show, really.
Yeah.
Too much work.
So I had a lot of that. I had game sessions. I had a little bit of golleming. Which I can say.
You can announce this now?
I can say Gollum.
I feel like we should have a sound effect or a something that indicates like a plug. Like I'm plugging something. Or like something that the kids out there who are listening can like listen for. Like or like a big reveal. Like guess what?
For our show it would be.
Ah, that's a nice sound.
Right.
We'll put echo on it.
Okay.
But so here's a plug for Liam O'Brien. He's playing.
I'm voicing Gollum for stuff, for various things.
I assume they're Lord of the Rings type
things.
Yeah,
yes. Not for My Little Pony. You know, Circus is, I'm assuming, busy.
Andy Circus?
Can't make it to every single thing, so...
He's busy playing 20 parts in the next whatever.
Right.
Can you give us a sample of Gollum?
Let me see.
We hate nasty bronies. No, bronies are our friends.
That was great.
It's pretty good.
That was great.
It's pretty
you
good.
Should see him. He has a mirror in here, and he like looks into it, and then he looks away from it. It's amazing.
Mainly what there was the holidays, obviously, but my last 6 weeks has been sort of plague ridden.
You mean sickness?
Sickness.
Did you get that flu?
I did after getting regular sick. So I worked myself sort of into the ground before the holidays. We flew to the East Coast where my family is from. And I basically, when I stepped off the plane, I suddenly was like, oh, shit, here it goes. So I got regular sick. I was regular sick and running around New York, seeing Broadway plays and stuff and just sort of soldiering through it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the holidays wound down and we went to Sacramento because I was a guest at Sac Anime.
Sac Anime, the most ball-sack-tastic sounding anime convention. I've been a guest there at least once, maybe twice, with you. And it's a great convention. Everyone should go.
Not as good as Nat Anime, but it's pretty good. But so just as that was winding down, my daughter and my wife started wilting. And then we got home. I drove a car full of sick all the way home. Everyone in my family got sick. And then by the time we got home, I got sick. And so the first week in town, our apartment was full of shit. And we couldn't put anything away because everyone was lying on the ground like a corpse. And I was the least sick, which meant that I had to suck it up and take care of everybody.
You're a saint. Mm-hmm. You're a saint.
When I was a kid and got sick, I looked forward to getting sick because I would watch Bewitched and play games on my Commodore 64 while my mom was at work. Now you just got to get the fuck up and make breakfast.
Yeah.
It's not the
same. You have responsibilities now.
Uh-huh.
By the way, that reminds me. In addition to Sac Anime and NAD Anime, there's also CockCon.
CockCon is good.
That's a good one.
They're a little pushy there.
They are. There's Penis Taku, which is a big con in the panhandle.
Their staff is a little awkward. They're a little, they get a little too close.
They're stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of good cons coming up. We'll announce our penis-centered con schedule later.
I've gotten a lot of invites. I feel like in the last 2 weeks I've gotten invited to 5, and I feel bad because I never go because things are so busy and because I have, it's hard to say, hey, kids, I'm gonna go to Chicago and I'm going to get shit-faced in the evenings and have a great old time.
Yeah.
Honey, have fun. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So I feel like some of our childless colleagues are just bing, bing, bing going every weekend.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd like to go more than I do. So I apologize to anyone out there who has invited me.
But I will say this. You and I, Liam and I, are going to a convention about 8 or 9 months from now.
Yeah. So set your calendar.
But
people.
we'll announce it as it comes closer to the day. But we'll be there together. And I was actually thinking we would record a live broadcast of the show at the convention.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Yep. What else? Tell me one more work anecdote. Workandote. Nerdument.
Jeez. All right. Well, I have just finished cementing in next week, like Tetris. So I had.
Okay.
I'm directing Last of Us.
You can announce that now.
I can talk about it. You can say you're in it. Sam to Scream. It was in the Last.
Whoa! We're announcing so much shit today.
Ah!
It's plug central at all work, no play.
Wait. Hold on.
Plug.
And then I had a job, but I'm going in to do some, everything just like filled in the last 4 hours of the day. So the last 4 hours of my day today has been about calling different people and apologizing and saying, can I move this? Can I move that? Oh, they want the same time.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to make it all work? And I've somehow, like Tetris, sealed every fucking slot next week. So
that's great. I mean, congratulations.
I was going to do some working out next week, but that's no longer happening.
Well, I'm sorry. That's a shame. I'm sure there's lots of other actors out here listening to you, and they're like, fuck you. You have too much to do next week.
I'll rub salt in the wound. I also got that mocap gig that we
Oh, that's great, which we can't say the name of. But
we can't, but he was a freak, just like...
That's awesome.
Well, it was a different character. I got a different character from auditioning for the freak that I did.
I did not book a part on
no,
that.
No, so let me rub the lemon in
so
your leg.
Screw you and your ass face. No, it's fine. He gets this one, I'll get the next one. It'll be perfect. But yeah, I know the feeling. It's like you have to schedule your own stuff and cram things in. And you kind of feel like an a-hole every time you have to call someone and say, listen, I know I moved my session twice, but I need to move it again because it's the only way it's going to work. It's hard.
And there's also the element of like games make you scream your ass off about 50% of the time these days. So it's one thing just to schedule it in, but then you think, well, my God, if I put Zombie Killers 3 on Tuesday afternoon, I have to go in and help sell cat litter on the next morning, so I'm not going to have a voice. So you got all these different variables in trying to make everything play together, and it doesn't always work.
No, no. Well, congratulations for next week.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, so as you can tell, guys, we've had some busy times. We apologize profusely for not being better recorders of this show. We will try to. That was a burp. We will try to do better this year. We'll try to do more episodes. We'll also try to refrain from saying coming up next week on the show because we know that that won't be true.
We'll also, just as a clarification, over the holiday, I listened to both our episodes back to see how I could improve what we're doing. One thing we could do is give you the correct Twitter handle.
Yeah, it turns out the reason our Twitter account doesn't have very many followers is because we've been telling you the wrong Twitter account this whole time.
Yeah.
At all work, no play.
No, it's at zero time to play because some fucker took all work, no play.
Yes. So if you'd like to subscribe to our Twitter feed and get literally ones of posts per week, subscribe to at zero time to play and .com. And I think maybe we should take a break right now.
We could. Well, before we do, let me just say I met the affiliates on the break. That was one piece of work I managed to do on the holiday.
Okay, what did they say?
Well, they've done their sort of market research. And
focus
it turns
group.
Out they did it some
focus dial
group.
Testing.
They found out that, well, first of all, we are up to 17 listeners now.
Oh, that's so amazing. That we double digits.
Blew the fucking roof off that sucker. So we got 17 listeners now, and we knew they were in Malaysia, but it turns out they're not just in Malaysia. They're from one specific small island town called Pangkor.
Pangkor, Malaysia.
Yeah, it's an island off the western coast of Malaysia.
Okay, of course. You're saying this like I don't know. I know where Pangkor is. It's off the western coast, a little northwest.
But why specifically are the people on this island dialing into this specific show? They haven't figured that out yet.
It could be, you know, some sort of like Indian call centers where rich Americans have like virtual assistants in India to do stuff for them. Maybe there's some rich Americans who are paying this small town of Pangkor.
Yes.
To listen to our podcast for them and give them crib notes on it.
Ultimately, I hope to spread across the entire western coast of Malaysia.
Yes.
The western coast.
That's our real goal.
That's the end
goal. Is to grow our market share in western Malaysia.
And I don't want to step on the toes of the other voice actor podcast that seems to be all the biz on the East Coast. Whew. That's their territory.
Yeah.
I don't need that half of the island.
No, no. We'll stick to where we're known and loved. You know, the original lovers of All Work, No Play. Western Malaysia.
Okay, let's stop talking and I'm going to drink some Black Bush.
All right, let's cheers to that. We'll see you in a few minutes, gentlemen and lady.
Hey guys, if you have comments or suggestions for fun things we can do, follow our Twitter account at Zero Time to Play.
Now on with the shizzo!
Round two!
I'd like to apologize for the first segment of the show. It was far too...
Sober?
Sober was the word I was going to use. Yep, I'm feeling loose now, so maybe if we could just back it up and take the first part over again.
We'll rewind the tape.
Okay.
We'll tell the engineer... Our engineer, by the way, Pablo, is doing such a great job tonight. He's fantastic. Thank you, Pablo, for being here every night.
Oh, si.
That was Pablo, everyone. Very meek.
He poked his head in the door.
Meek Salvadorian man.
He doesn't like to get, you know, poke his nose in, and he doesn't want to go back. So
he's illegal.
Right.
He's the only one that we could afford because he's the only one who will do it for... Basically, the leftovers of our booze, which tonight is Bushmills Black Bush.
Bushmills Black Bush.
When White Bush just isn't good enough.
Sometimes it feels a little too vanilla. Oh, listen to that. There we
go.
Oh,
this is
the
so
pop
good.
Wasn't there. All right.
Yeah.
So now is the part of the show where we talk about the fun thing we done.
The fun that we done, everybody.
Last time around.
Yeah, because every week on this show, we challenge ourselves, every time on this show, we challenge ourselves to do... A fun thing to break the routine, to get a break from the monotony of work.
I felt like I had to stab an EpiPen into your chest for a second there.
I was convulsing. And really push ourselves out of our comfort zones and have some goddamn fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Last time we challenged ourselves to play Dungeons and Dragons, straight up old school pen and paper.
We did it.
We did it.
We went in there.
Oh my God.
And we might have been snake bit because
it was awesome.
It was fucking awesome, okay? I'm just going to say it. I'm going to blow the compression on the microphone. It was fucking awesome. And every fear that I had that I would want more of it, that I would become addicted to it in one session, I'm watching the waveforms blow Pro Tools wide open. I want more. And I'm not the only one. Afterward, we'll back up to the beginning in a second, folks. Afterward, I went home going, oh my God, I fucking love that. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I fucking love that. A couple of days went by. I sent a little probing email out to everyone saying, hey, I don't know about you guys, but I had a good time. I kind of feel like this has to happen again. And then none of you motherfuckers responded. So I'm sitting at home going, oh, God. I think I'm the geekiest one in the bunch. They don't want to do it again. And I feel like I'm wearing a pocket protector and glasses with tape in the middle. Luckily, as time went on, as I talked to some of our other warriors, I found out I wasn't the only one. For instance, Travis Willingham, who is the size of the Empire State Building,
yes,
and built like an Adonis, he wants to come back. He wants to come back.
Yeah, he's the opposite of a geek.
Right.
He's so debonair and confident and funny and athletic, but he is hooked, and he played a giant.
He played a Goliath.
His character was
he is a Goliath.
That's right.
And he played a Goliath.
And he loved it and was great at it.
All right. So we had...
And not only him, but I feel like your cohort. Let's paint a picture.
Let's back it up. Okay. When I got there, I couldn't stop giggling for the first 15 minutes because I couldn't believe we were actually doing it.
Uh-huh.
So like Matthew Mercer, who...
Matthew Mercer, everybody. Great voice actor, great guy, great dungeon master.
I'll say this. Matthew Mercer never has to audition for me for any role in a project I direct ever again.
He is so committed to his dungeon mastering. Dungeoning master? I don't know what it is, but he was so good. He played 17 different characters and embodied them physically.
Just snapped into every different role constantly.
I thought he was that sort of smarmy guard stationed in front of the outpost at one point. Then I thought he was the bad guy that we were sent to kill.
And he turned into an old fart at the pub. He was great. He was great. Oh, so in love with you, Matthew, right now. Yes. Then, okay, so after we all settled in, we settled around a table, and it was me and you. I was a half-elf rogue.
I was a...
gnomic bard.
I was a bard gnome, so I sang most of my stuff.
And it came in very handy.
Yes.
You also had very high perception. That came in handy. Laura Bailey was there. Laura Bailey did...
Oh, Laura Bailey.
Are the harps there?
Laura Bailey.
Yes.
There. Laura Bailey played my twin sister. And she was a ranger, and she had a pet bear. And then Orion Akaba played a dragonborn mage, a befuddled dragonborn mage.
Who was a little quick on the trigger a couple times.
Yeah, liked to light up rooms.
he had one trick of creating fireballs.
I feel like this particular wizard probably took advantage of the 11 herbs and spices. A little too much. Taliesin Jaffe, who was another dragonborn paladin.
And man, that guy was throwing out phrases and moves and shit that I could not. He's like a level 11.
He knew what the fuck he was doing.
I was like, wait, you can do that?
But let's talk about Laura, who claims to have never played Dungeons and Dragons.
She owned that night.
She
destroyed in the fights. She was taking it to the enemy. When we were searching for things, she was first to find a fucking secret tunnel.
She might as well have been auditioning for the Lord of the Rings, because as soon as we started, you know, I had a 10-minute sort of period of getting into the pool and going, ooh, it's a little cold. Oh, that's better. Laura right away was like, so tell me where he... I mean, she went into character from the get-go.
Did not drop it and was committed and a helpful teammate. Oh, my God. She had to have done it before.
But she didn't toss you like Travis did. You on the last episode said, is there a way to be tossed? And totally without any urging, Travis did pick you up and huck you across the hallway.
We were stuck in a hallway. There were clearly traps in front of us, and we had no way of getting past them. I believe that the two magic wielders in our group tried to search for secret passages and couldn't find them.
Hold up. We have this. I have this moment.
We have audio.
Right. That's the moment that I have to play.
We're going to play it for you because why me tell you when you can hear it firsthand?
Let me preface this. Matthew has just slapped down an hourglass to give us the urgency we needed in the moment we were in. By the time the sand runs out, we're dead.
And if you hear slight music playing in the background, I will tell you that Matthew Mercer, Dungeon Master Extraordinaire, had music synced up on his iPad that accompanied perfectly every scene, every place we were in. When there was danger, the music would change. He's amazing!
I'm not sure he's human anymore. but here is a little voice sample from
Okay, everyone who's not Scanlan, make an acrobatics check right now. Because like they're moving at different speeds, and it's kind of offsetting the footfall.
Oh, no. I'm 10. 6.
2!
Where's my acrobatics?
No. I'm running the other way.
22.
24. Okay, good. All right.
Actually, no.
20. Oh,
God
shit.
Damn
24.
It, all right,
so you just leap, hand plant, a double like land perfectly on the other side with him. You guys are back on the platform as you're bolting forward to get to the
Thanks for almost killing me with your fucking arrow.
No
time. Run.
Come on.
Both you guys bolt and actually like in the frenzy of it, slam into each other and like fall on the ground.
Guys.
Sorry. You get back up and one of the other ones, one of the big towels next to you.
Oh,
so all of a sudden speeds up and it hits the ceiling like shit.
So it's not like slow release.
No, they're moving at different speeds.
Oh god.
I rolled a 14.
Alright, you managed, you're catching up to them. That serious issue right now. Alright.
Oh, and did you catch that I with the light?
Yeah, we have light.
Yeah.
Have light.
Okay, look at the
cast light. Alright, so you guys are sorting forward
now. That's why you guys are into
each other. Actually, for this one, both of you guys make a make perception checks to see which platform is moving the slowest.
Who does who, however?
Both of you.
14.
Behind.
Fucker. Nice. 10. Plus a lot, because I'm
plus awesome. Perception. All right, great. All right, so as you guys run forward, another one slams up in front of you, and you look across the way, and you see that there's a pattern to some ones that are rising faster and slower, and both of you go, oh, left, right, and you kind of, like, make a quick little eye motion, and you both...
Lefty-loosey, righty-tighty.
You got it.
Okay.
Jump. You manage to catch on one side. Your foot slips on one corner, and you start to lean forward one that starts coming upward towards you.
Okay.
You grab the back of his armor and pull him back.
You're fucking just, like, heavy!
Skims the front of your face.
Oh, shit.
At which point, you guys make it to the fountain, and you can now see the fountain itself. There's, like, there's water up top, and it's draining out into a small pool, and the pool itself seems to have some sort of weighted mechanism in it.
Hold on.
What do we do?
I wanted to stop wait till all of them rise, and then... jauntily walk over.
Is this what's going
on?
Yes,
that's what's
happening. I'm still going.
Alright,
so you guys have ran through.
Time. We're out of time.
No, we still
not
got
yet.
Some.
Alright, so you guys have moved
up
past
the fountain.
You guys are the fountain.
What do we do?
You guys have moved up to them.
Yeah, baby.
Perception check that shit.
So are you guys going to help them or just keep on pushing?
I'm running.
They just run past.
You fucking dick.
They're running back and forth. You guys are jogging.
Okay,
am I within 5? Let's get back up. Make another acrobatics check for both of you. Because now it's starting to get even more haggard and varied.
Can I use my
shit,
16.
9. Okay, 16. You make it across the way, leaping and landing.
Plus.
You smile. You guys have all of you have made it to the other side where the fountain is, except for Grog, who is currently face down on one of the platforms that's rising
okay.
up.
Okay,
what are you going
to
do?
I'm sending Monty over to get to help
you. You know Monty can carry
spells,
more than like 10 pounds.
We need spells.
Dragon's Breath. I'm going to freeze the water at the top of the fountain.
Start playing
go for
the
it.
Ukulele.
Oh my god.
What? Start playing the ukulele.
I rolled a 17 on there, by
come
the way.
Come on, come on, 20.
15, 16, 20, 22.
Okay, so at this point, you rear back.
All of my skills
and
are singing!
All of this, the frost, just like intense frost breath, just streaks out, and all the water tenses up and freezes in place, and all the rafters go. All the platforms stop moving.
Smart lizard.
So as you can see.
Oh my god.
It was pretty high stakes.
It's so intense. I am right back in it. It's so great.
There were moments when there was a lull, but at that point, Matthew had slapped down an hourglass, and when the sand was out, we were all squished. We were all going to turn to jelly. So there was a little bit of pressure at that moment.
It was incredible. I can't believe it took me 36 years to play this game. It It's been there the whole time.
And now perhaps you'll play them for the next 30
years. It's so great. Guys, if you get a chance, go get out a pen and paper and play some D&D, because it's so much fun. And we're going to definitely do this again. It's not even, it's going to become a regular thing.
It'll be its own thing, I think, outside of this podcast. Yeah. We need to keep coming up with new fun things. We can't return to this. Or maybe, in year 5, we could be like, we're coming back to D&D.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. But in general, we're going to try to do new fun things every episode. But man, what a great time that was. We were up till, I think we were there till 2 or 3 in the morning.
We got to start earlier because...
For sure.
Most of you a-holes got up at like 11 the next day. I fucking got up at 5 a.m. and made blueberry fucking pancakes.
With a Dungeons & Dragons hangover.
It was fucking hard. Yeah, I did have a D&D hangover.
I bet. But man, it was awesome. I hope that audio gives you guys a little bit of a taste of how great it was. And it's all because of this podcast that we did it, damn it.
It's going to force us to do shit that wouldn't get done ordinarily. And now we're looking at the following week.
Oh.
And figuring out what we can do.
And when we come back from a break, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, already?
Yes, another break right now.
Oh, another break right now.
Want to send us your own stories of fundum, ask us questions, or give us booze recommendations? Email us at zerotimetoplay@gmail.com.
Final round.
Okay, we're back. That's it. That was the break.
Yep.
It was quick.
Literally, Sam looked up at a screen and press the button, and we're going again. So,
yeah, just to sort of strip away some of the magic for you, during the breaks, nothing happens. We just hit start sometimes, and stop and start again.
Sometimes we take a leak.
Sometimes we do.
Let me describe our settings to the audience.
Please.
We're in...
Spin us a yarn.
Sam lives in a lovely home in the hills in Hollywood, and he's got a working office with a booth in it. And the booth is pretty good.
Designed for one person.
For one person. And we're in a room that's got, like, crushed blue velvet on the walls, except for the door, which is crushed orange velvet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting on a little ledge, and if I wanted to, like, sort of flirt with Sam, I could rub my knee against his, because we're sitting... This is meant for one, and we got two, so
true.
I'm sitting next to him.
And we're not wearing pants.
We never wear pants.
No.
Never, ever.
No, no.
Our leg hair sometimes gets knotted together,
and we
spend the 2 minutes after the show sort of clipping it away with toenail clippers.
It's true, which reminds me, another convention that we're going to, AnalCon coming up in August.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
That one is hard to take.
It is. You need a lot of lube. but yes, we're in this little boxy box room and we just took a break and we didn't even leave the room.
Yep. No, that's not
much,
at all.
That's how in love we are.
And we sit in here and we flail for things to say. I had no idea what we were going to talk about. I kind of thought like we had peaked somewhere around the first third of episode 2, and everything is just going to be downhill from there for the next 100.
Not true, Liam. You have so much to say. I'm always impressed with you, your gumption,
mm-hmm.
your cleverness, your wit, your way with words, your way with a woman. Blank. Nothing. Just do a Gollum voice.
Brilliant. I've been married for a long time. If I were to be suddenly like lose everybody in some sort of alien attack,
uh-huh.
I don't really know what I'd do. I'd probably glomp onto you.
Yeah, that could work.
That would be the time to turn
could
gay.
Could work. Yeah.
Right
well,
there.
Especially, if it were just us on a desert island,
we would be fucking immediately. Immediately.
Come on, we would last 48 hours.
Well, that's called foreplay. But if we were on a desert island and we weren't
desert
going
island,
anywhere.
We look around, we're like, the first day we have to look around the island to make sure no one else is there and there's no hope for escape, right?
I mean.
Day 2, we got to think about shelter. Day 3, maybe we're getting horny.
If I were on an island with, like, Todd Haberkorn, who I just met.
Who's a great guy, by the way.
Name drop.
It would take me some time. I'd have to get to know him. But I know you really well. I know your tickle spots. So if we were trapped on a desert island...
That thing that makes me bark like a dog?
I would friggin' get into the rough trade practically immediately. Because we're not going to get saved from the island. That's it. I'm not going to get the comforting touch of my wife
anymore.
But don't
you need to verify that we're not going to get saved first? Like, give it 24 hours to make sure a rescue party doesn't come
There's no
us?
Fucking swan hatch. There's no volleyball with a face painted on it. That's it.
Hurley!
The only comfort that we have
is human
is
contact.
The manly touch of your BFF. That's all I've got. Don't take that away from me.
It's only been 12 hours since the shipwreck, Leo.
Jesus. I mean, this does look like Catalina Island, and I know boats come regularly, but Sam, come on. Give me something. Throw me a bone.
All right. I'll let you. I'll do a dance.
Give me a handy at least.
Oh, man. Oh, we've taken a turn. It's all because of Bushmills.
We've gone blue.
We've gone black. Black Bush.
Once you go black, you never go back. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do the next time?
Well, oh boy, that was a good gulp. I need more.
Are we going to
finish this whole fucking bottle? Well, we're halfway.
We're halfway.
Oh my God. Oh, such a good sound.
I want that pop to be a little more satisfying, but we'll fix it in post.
Next week, God, I said week again. Okay, next episode, we have to challenge ourselves to do a fun thing. And we have a couple options. Option one is we signed up for the Spartan Run. The Spartan Run is like the zombie run, except there's no zombies, and it's way fucking harder. It's an 8-mile run with 20 obstacles, including, and I am not shitting you, jumping through fire.
Yeah.
So, that's next weekend.
Which, the fire, I brought, I don't know why I did this, because Hamlet is so...
Hamlet is Liam's son.
My son, that's his nom de guerre.
Yes, I have a son also, his name is Harry Donald Trump.
And my daughter's name is Romper Stomper. So yes. Hamlet, I don't know what I was thinking saying this, but I was like, bah, 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 and I'm going to go for a run and there's fire. Well, all Hamlet can think about is, all he can say now
Daddy's
is like,
going to be burned.
Daddy, please don't jump over fire.
Oh,
please
no.
Don't go to this race. Well, anyway, that aside, when we did the zombie run, I was in peak condition for nerds.
Yes.
I was in peak condition.
Can I just say, by the way,
yeah.
Not to interrupt, but if my son heard there was fire, he would try to crawl to it because he's just tried to crawl. He's just learned to crawl. And it's like he's a heat-seeking missile for the most dangerous thing in the room.
Yeah.
If there's a heater, space heater, he will crawl toward that. If you have a knife and a space heater, he will decide which is more dangerous and crawl toward that. If you have a knife, a space heater, and a pack of wolverines, he will crawl toward the wolverines because he knows that that's the most dangerous thing in the room.
You need to let him one time press his face into the grill of the heater.
And he'll never do it again.
One time let the wolverines give him sort of a warrior slash across the face, because then he'll never do it again. Hamlet is scared to death of the heater in our bathroom. They learn.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. Hamlet's scared of all that stuff. Romper Stomper still is trying to press her face into the heater. So I don't know. I guess it's a kid-by-kid basis.
It's true, but it is useful. If I ever want to distract him, I just have to find a very dangerous... I can put a loaded gun in the corner, and that'll distract him for
the fear. I'm saying this to you generally. Generally? Thank you, Bushmills. I'm saying this to you genuinely. That the fear only... Sam, I'm telling you this for real. Fuck the podcast.
Okay.
For real, it only ramps up. And every time I cross the street with Romper Stomper hand in hand, I'm looking like an eagle. Because if Romper Stomper got hit by a Prius, that'd be it. So every day you're thinking about, please don't let Romper Stomper stick her finger into the outlet. And please don't let Harry Donald Trump crawl so far into the toilet that he can't breathe anymore and crawl back out. It just becomes this all-encompassing thing.
So you're saying that having a child is both God's wonderful gift to us all and also crippling despair and fear.
It's a great curse, and your life will be shortened as you do your best to extend theirs.
A great curse, by the way, should be the title of your autobiography. A great curse, the Liam O'Brien story. We're going to do next time.
We were talking about the Spartan Run, right?
Spartan Run.
So it's kind of humbling because when I did the zombie run, I was in tip-top shape and I felt really proud. And then I was like, I'm going to be ready for the Spartan Run. Well, then I proceeded to work every fucking second of the next 2 months.
Yeah.
And then I got sick for a month. And now we're in January and Willingham is fucking guilt tripping me. He's scared. He said,
"Well,
I gotta
it's not
it.
Like the zombie run, but which you can kind of walk through.
You can
most
just,
of the
you
time.
Can
this
stop.
Is an 8-mile run. That's longer than I or you have ever run in our lives.
I've run the most I've ever run is 5 miles, and when I do it, I have a chronic back injury, folks. That is mostly in the wings now because I'm
this
exercising.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Ensure because we're old.
I was gonna say Blue Cross. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you to both. The when I run 5 miles, my back goes out.
Oh.
So like what? I'm gonna run in a week after not working out for 2 months. I'm gonna run 8 miles and climb ropes and
this
jump fire
not gonna happen.
And have some fucking meathead yell at me to do 30 push-ups.
You know what you should do?
What?
the same thing that Lance Armstrong did when he had cancer. You take performance-enhancing drugs.
And take off a, and which should I take off the ball as well?
One ball. One just ball. Lose a ball mm-hmm. and take the best steroids you can find.
Nut up, as they say.
Nut off.
So I haven't made a decision. That could be the fun thing that we do, guys. If, and I have Tetrised in my entire next week. I'm working 9 to 6 every day, and then I have familial duties at home every night.
That means humping his wife.
That means... if I want to exercise, it means I'm basically exercising from 9:30 to 11 every night next week.
That's terrible.
I don't know, guys. So hopefully that'll happen.
Okay, so maybe Spartan Run. If not maybe. Spartan Run, what else? What else fun? We haven't gotten any suggestions this week because we gave everyone the wrong Twitter handle.
The bare minimum, hopefully I'll do Spartan, but if I don't do that, is I will get in your wad inside your box.
He's talking about CrossFit, mm-hmm. not anything dirty, although we have covered that.
Screw the working out. I'm going to get into your wad inside your body.
I do something called CrossFit, okay. Which is a fitness system. It's basically just lifting a bunch of weights and throwing out your back, which I did last week. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty hardcore if you're into that sort of thing. So I guess what Liam is proposing is that if he can't do the Spartan Run, at least he'll come to the gym with me, which is called a box, and do our workout of the mm-hmm. day, which is called the wad. Which will kick his ass. Every day I go to that place, I feel like I want to barf.
I know it will because I tried this week to start up my Tony Horton P90X.
I thought you said
stuff.
I thought you said Tim Horton.
Tim Horton?
That's a donut place in Canada.
I started up Horton Here's a Who.
Oh, okay.
And
Tim Norton.
And I didn't finish any of the three workouts I did. I did them to like 80% through, but stuff that it was like, bam, bam, easy, I got that. Maybe P90X, I'm getting past it. Not past it anymore because I've been 2 months off doing jack shit.
Oh.
And trying, so I did yoga today and my legs were shaking. I did this sort of like cardio theme thing and I finished the cardio, but then I did weights the day before. I'm old, folks. I got a bad elbow. I got a bad back.
Tennis elbow.
I have a rule. It is tennis elbow, which I got doing a play. I fell on a concrete rehearsal floor.
You know, that fuckers. Is probably the lamest way to get an injury. I was doing a play.
I was doing an Irish play, and I fell on the, I tripped on the concrete rehearsal floor.
Yes. So occasionally when those little warning signs go off, I just stop. So I'm in no fucking shape to run 8 miles and climb rope.
This is why you need to do it, to challenge yourself, to push yourself to the limits. What would Lance Armstrong say? He would say, shoot me up and put me in the game.
He'd say, it's just a nut.
Just a nut.
If I don't do it, though,
get cracking.
Travis is going to call me Tinkerbell for a year.
And you're going to see Travis at more Dungeons & Dragons games. So
I guess that nullifies his ability.
By the way, what's it called? You go to a Dungeons & Dragons match? Game? Night?
Night.
Session?
D&D night. We're going to call it D&D night.
D&D night. All
there's right. also a thing for a future episode. Okay. I saw there's a... Okay, I'm not going to be able to remember what it's called. This is where we should have started the show. I feel nice...
Yeah, this
nice
is perfect.
And relaxed, right?
I feel like we're entertaining the folks now.
Good practice run. Good practice run. Let's take it back to the top.
I don't know what's going on.
There's something called, I can't remember what it's called, but an engineer I know put stuff online about, there's like a, it's like a quasi D&D, but it's a drinking game. We should do that.
Wait, like elves and dwarves and stuff, except you have to take
yes.
shots?
Yes, yes. Wow. So not next week. We're going to do the WOD or the Spartan Run if I'm fucking insane.
We're going to do something manly, either
we're
way.
We're going to do manly, but then the next week, maybe we could get the guys together and the gal together and do a D&D drinking night.
That's not. Why are you mumbling? They can't hear you.
I don't know. I'm starting to have a stroke.
By the way, if you guys want to see us both live, we're going to be at Big Black Wang Con coming up in early September. It's a great con. It's dick themed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of phallic imagery.
They have a sister convention that happens in Ireland, and it's called
Clam Con.
That's better than what I was working on in the back of my head. Clam Con. Or they call it ClamCon.
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 Oh, you're going to ClamCon.
We're going off the rails.
We are. We've lost it. Okay. Only took a half bottle of Bushmills to get here.
How much do we
but
have?
Guys, I feel like we learned a lot this episode.
We learned what, I'm going to say 60% of a bottle of Bushmills Black Bush whiskey can do.
Oh.
We've learned that you should be careful what you wish for, because you might get a metric ton of Dungeons and Dragons dropped on you in paper and pen form, in audiobook form. I bought Baldur's Gate for the iPad at the same time as all that. So my life was really like D&D 100% of the time.
And wow.
Off hours, I was like, look at this. I'm walking around. And then we were going to that house at night to play, to Matt's house at night to play Dungeons and Dragons. And then we were reading. Then I was trapped in your home office reading these books for hours.
Yeah, Liam recorded all his books.
Hours
here.
And hours.
Oh, my God.
I don't leave Sam's house. When we finish this, there's a... there's like a flagstone in his backyard.
It's a secret.
I wedge it out of the way and I crawl underneath, and it doesn't get too cold at night because it doesn't get that cold in Los Angeles. It gets a little cold, but in the morning I sneak back into the office and
he's
I
a hermit.
I cuddle against his computer, which has a little bit of residual warmth from the
Yeah, of course, of course. Wow, I did not know that, but I will increase security around my home now.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we learned how drunk we can get in an hour. We learned how D&D we can get in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you guys learned a little bit more about what it takes to be a professional voice actor in Los Angeles.
You have to take care of your instrument.
Yes, by lubricating it constantly with liquor.
Let me take that back. Can we edit that in post?
Sure.
You have to take care of your instrument. Don't edit it. Just leave my shit talking.
By the way, Instrument Con coming up. It's fantastic. We're going to wrap this up, but before we go, we wanted to thank everyone who played D&D with us. Talison Jaffe, Travis Willingham,
Laura Bailey, Orion Akaba, Matthew Mercer,
the God,
Master of Us All.
And thank you to all of our 17 listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the rustic little island of, how do you pronounce it? Pangkor Island. Pangkor. Guys, we love you. Salamat Jalan.
Salamat Jalan, guys.
Yeah.
It's always great to have you here, and we'll see you next time. Not next week, but next time.
Next time.
On All Work,
could be,
No Play.
Could be 2014, guys. I'm just going to be honest with
you. Salamat Jalan. Goodbye.
Later.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to be the first on your block to hear the next episode, be sure to click subscribe on iTunes.
You will instantly improve the world by doing so.
And remember, don't work too hard.